Headset Legends have your morning sorted. Looking for something fun to do for the rest of the weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. Paddy'sMarkets.com.au.
Put your hands together.
It is the birthplace of Triple M Sport way back when.
New era.
Make sure you've got your comfy pants on for the all-new 2020 fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen.
The captain.
Jude Bolden.
Wrist immaculate.
Wendell Saylor.
That'll be enough for a penalty.
Because let's face it, Saturday is all right for fighting.
So welcome back
to Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Yes, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen here with Wendell Saylor and Jude Bolton. Jude, you're in South Australia last night. Great call, big fella, with Bruce McAvaney of the first prelim in the AFL. Cracking game and, well, Richmond, they got it done.
Yeah, it was a huge contest last night, a really wet weather condition, so an arm wrestle all night, and a terrific effort by the Tigers to get into another grand final, and they're what now await to see who wins out of Brisbane and Geelong.
Yeah, it should be a cracking match tonight, and you'll be back in Sydney for that. What about you, Del? Great match last night. The Storm, well, they absolutely blasted the Raiders off the field in the first sort of 10 or 15 minutes, and the game was over.
Yeah, well, Melbourne Storm, though, they were terrific. You know, they tried to Jesse Bromwich early, and then after that, two more tries, 18-0 after 10 minutes, and, you know, it was just a storm warning right there in Canberra. They tried hard to come back, but I think they were spent because of your Roosters last week, so that was a tough one, but, mate, some entertaining football last night. Pappenhausen was great, and young Hughes, he was good too.
Yeah, brilliant game last night. What a show we've got for you. We've got a double with Steve Waugh coming up. We've got Lottie Dekir. We've got all sorts of stuff happening. What about this weekend, guys? The Everest, the Caulfield Cup, Bathurst, the footy finals. Has there been a bigger weekend in Australian sport than this particular one?
Yeah.
You throw the Bledisloe in there as well.
Yeah.
How about that? And, of course, your chance to win an NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final double pass worth $500 for the best call as well.
Wow.
So you're going to the grand final. Someone who's listening to the show this morning, the Dead Set Legends. More coming up in just a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Hughes puts up a contestable bomb. Coming down for Valame, 15 away. Valame just stood there, and he's lost the ball. Jerome Hughes has got it. Must be six to go. Comes to Vernon Vale. Away from one, away from another. It's over. This is incredible. This is just remarkable. We've got three tries, and we haven't even got to the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, great call by Dan and the boys last night. Absolutely brilliant. The Storm came out of the blocks, if you missed it, went bang, 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 and the game was over. And I know the Fox footy guys tried their best to keep it going at halftime by saying that, oh, you know, if the Raiders score next and stuff, but the Storm were never going to give that up. They're into another grand final. And last night, Del, did the Storm just say, you know what, you guys can all play well, Panthers, whoever, South today, but we're going to win it this year?
Yeah, look, I think because they're sitting back in that resort there, I think, Twin Waters, and no one does, I suppose, bubble or sort of that sort of life better than the Melbourne Storm, because they love that siege mentality. You know, us versus you. You guys can hate us all you want. And obviously, you know, Queenslanders in general, they don't mind jumping on a little bandwagon like, obviously, myself. So, but they love Melbourne because, you know, because Slater's been there. Obviously, Cam Smith, Munster, these guys, you know, Christian Welsh. And just the way they play, they just sat back and they want you to talk about Penrith and South and how good they're going, because, yeah, they're quite confident of, like, you know, we know what we got. And they've adjusted. As soon as the rule change, this year, they just changed their game. Like Cam Smith, just stuff he did last night was just ridiculous. Pappenhausen, but even some of the players, you know, like Ollum, when he came into the scene last year, everyone's going, oh, is he really a first grader? Mate, he's been one of the best centres in the competition this year.
Yeah, but one of the best centres in the world.
Yeah. Pappenhausen too.
In the opener, you touched on Jerome Hughes.
Yes.
Just that ability to set up so many, you know, attacking plays. His consistency this year and effort.
Yeah, no, he's been so good, because Jerome Hughes, you know, I think three try assists last night. But just even his defence, you know, for such a smaller guy, you know, he can play fullback. You know, he's a good utility. Bellamy gives him confidence, but the team gives him confidence, and even the way they started, Jesse Bromwich tried. But no matter who comes on and does a job, imagine like Big Nelson's coming on, and then Big Tino, you got to, mate. Once you think I'm going to get a break, and next minute some.
Well, you watched George Jennings signed with him yesterday for 2 years.
Yes,
you watched him be the world's best centre by about halfway through the year. That's just what Bellamy does. Just quickly, what about Cameron Smith? He came off with about 10 to go. He was way over the other side. He ran around waving to the crowd, and then they actually put him on their shoulders and walked him off. Do you think that's the best thing yet for us to think, you know, what he's done and dusted?
I think so. I think, you know, the writing's on the wall there. I think, you know, he was trying to play it down and say, no, he just wanted to thank the crowd. You know, they're into another grand final. But, you know, Cam never makes it about him. But I've got no doubt come next week he'll announce his retirement after the grand final, not before it. I reckon he'll play and then he'll just ride off into the sunset.
Okay.
His eighth appearance in a decider. Wow. Incredible.
So annoying. Burley Curley and Dally M predictions coming up next on the Dead Set Legend.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
The Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's Triple M, brought to you by our mates at Paddy's Markets, and time now for this.
Oh!
Curly.
Yeah, chance for Jude and I to throw some questions at Big Dell about the game of rugby league. Go for it, Jude.
Right, Dell. Mitchell Pearce's future. Adam O'Brien says he's committed to his number 7. Where do you think he'll end up playing in 2021?
Oh, look, I still think he'll be at the Newcastle Knights. I think they're going to need him. They've got to have someone better to bring through or buy. And, mate, he's not going to go back to the Roosters or anyone like that, because they're going to bring young Sam Walker through. I feel sorry for Kyle Flanagan, which we'll talk about later. But Mitchell Pearce, well, he'll stay at the Knights. He's got a job to do there as well.
You mentioned Kyle Flanagan. He's been told he can explore his options with other clubs. Has he been hung out to dry by the Roosters?
Yeah, I feel sorry for Kyle Flanagan a little bit, because this year, like, the Roosters, they offer their third premiership. Obviously, mate, you're coming in after someone like Cooper Cronk. It's hard to do. Kyle Flanagan, you know, he scored plenty of points this year. I know defensively he mightn't be his best, but some of the best halves in the game, I think Joey came out and said it, and, you know, JT and those sort of guys, it takes a while to be at your best. I think, you know, there was a high expectation of him. I'd still hold on to him for another season. I know Sam Walker's coming in, but hopefully they hold on to him. But I feel sorry for the kid.
What about John Bateman now departs the NRL for the English Super League? How big a loss do you reckon he'll be for the Raiders, Del?
Yeah, look, he brings a lot of X factor to that Canberra side. But look, when I look at some of their you know, back rowers and that, and their players, you know, you got Tarpanay who scored one of the best tries, finals try a couple of weeks ago. You got Hudson Young who's playing great. Mate, you've got Corey Harawira and Naira on the bench, so they're going to miss him, what he brings only on the field but off the field. But I reckon there's enough players there to cover him, so they're going to miss him, and I know he's a love player.
What about Mitch Moses? Has been come under fire this week, didn't really fire a shot during the finals. Is it time to hand over to Dylan Brown?
No, look, I think, look, Mitch Moses, mate, it's so hard because there's such an expectation on him. Him and Dylan Brown over the next, you know, couple of seasons, I reckon they can get the job done. But I reckon, mate, collectively, the forwards, you know, the outside five, they've got to take some responsibility. I think the Eels as a team and Brad Arthur, I suppose, you know, there might be a few question marks on whether he can go any further from there. You know, when Brian Smith used to get the teams to the grand final?
Yeah.
There's a sort of a sense out there that Brad Arthur can only get them to sort of the prelim sort of, or you know, all week two.
Wow. Okay, what about Dally M predictions? Dally M medal winner. Who do you think's going to win it?
Oh, mate, I think Clint Gutherson. I don't know. There's
really?
Yeah, Cleary?
Cleary had those couple of weeks off. But but Gutho, whenever Parramatta won, Gutho's been
not best. It's not the best bloke award.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, look, I mean, but you're right. Cleary's thereabouts, and he's been very consistent. I suppose I've only had one loss. But I reckon Clint Gutherson's in the mix here. The coach of the year, I reckon Ivan Cleary. I didn't expect Penrith to do what they've done, you know. One loss and one draw.
Yeah.
So, mate, it could be the double take for the Cleary household, you know. It's come a long way this season from the TikTok episode.
Yeah, exactly. And what about the full 13 players team of the year? I like that idea. Do you like it?
Yeah, look, that's okay. It's one of those years for change.
Did you ever win Dally M Winger of the Year or anything?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think I got voted the best winger in the game 7 years in a row. But anyway, no.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legend.
Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. Well, another legend is on the line.
Our next guest has a sporting career as long as your arm. He's a triple international representing Fiji and Australia in league and union. He's won premierships for the Broncos, State of Origins for the Maroons, played in the Commonwealth Games, played in World Cups. He scored more tries than a try-scoring machine. Told you he had a long career. But how about instead of telling you all about him, we just ask him himself? Please welcome Dead Set legend, Lottie Takiri.
Yeah, Lottie Takiri, one of the absolute greats. Lottie, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, Gussie. How are you, boys?
Mate, we are great. Great to talk to you this morning. Want to talk to you about the Wallabies. How gutsy were they last weekend? In the end, could have won it, then nearly lost it, nearly won it again. It was just incredible and great for the game of rugby that this new brigade, so many youngsters, stepped up.
Yeah, mate. It was a great game to watch. No one probably really expected what they do. I don't think there was too much expectation. Which is probably good for that young squad, but they've got to back it up tomorrow in Auckland. But what a start! What a start for Dave Rennie and his young brigade. You know, I think they just went out there and really just played rugby. I was really impressed with guys like Hunter Plaisami at 13. He just went forward, nice and direct. Taniela Tupou, the big Tongan Thor. He went back to New Zealand and really, you know, just did his thing. It's exciting to see where these blokes could go.
Mate, Dave Rennie, obviously, his style of rugby and his coaching, he's implemented that straight away. It says a lot about the way that he coaches and the respect that he has as a coach compared to what we've seen in the past probably couple of years at the Wallabies.
Yeah, mate, I think, he, from what you've heard or seen in the past, he tends to get his squad's really close-knit, and they really draw on their own experiences as people. He brought a lot of out in the players of when he was at the Waikato, at the Chiefs, about the Chiefs' mana and the Maori and everything else. And, you know, I saw last week, you know, I was seeing Fiji and him, so, you know, I know we're an Aussie team, but
yeah,
I think, you know, each individual in that team can bring something different, and I think, you know, collectively they go really, really well, and I think he's building into something, and I'm really excited to see where they can go, mate.
Lottie, you played so much footy with our big man next to us here. Can you please just give us a bit of insight to playing alongside Del?
Big Del, what can I say, mate? He was a great mentor of mine.
Oh, mentor! what
not to do.
We all live and we learn.
Yep.
Just to play on the footy field with him, mate, was sensational. I just remember him scoring tries from anywhere on the field, mate. He used to love his hot chips with a couple of bottles of Coke pre-game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that your pre-match
yeah,
feed?
Sometimes, yeah, mate. Catches up with you. I didn't realise it at the time.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
But he's been working hard, the big fella, Gus. Is he looking all right?
He's looking fantastic. Yeah. When we saw each other this morning, and I'm just like, it's like holding on to granite.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
He's so hard.
That's true.
All the very best to you, Lottie. Thanks for joining us, mate. And as we said in the wrap there, you are a Dead Set legend. It's so good to hear from you. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, boys.
Thanks, man. Thank
you. Good luck in that grand final tomorrow. There is Lottie Takiri. Coming up next, we've got Flog or Not here on the Dead Set Legend.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Time to fire up the Flogometer. Triple M's Flog or Not.
Yeah, plenty of flogs to look at this week. What about Ticketek last night, Jude? The system blows up just as people are arriving at Suncorp for the big semi-final. Ticketek, Flog or Not.
Flogs left them outside the ground for the first 8 minutes of the first half. The game was already over.
What do you think, Del?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're flogs.
Yeah, they're flogs. What about the tennis player? Same query. Sammy Curry said he fled Russia by hiring a private jet after he tested positive for COVID-19. He and his family were told to remain to isolate in a hotel for 14 days. He just went and did his own stuff. Flog or not?
Oh, yeah, you're flog. If you've got to isolate, you've got to isolate as much as you don't want to. So, yeah.
So I'm saying not. I reckon
what?
If you've got access to a private jet and you want to get your family safe, he goes and isolates separately, but he gets out of Russia. I don't mind that. I actually don't mind that.
So you don't mind that? I reckon he's a flog. I'm with you, Gil. What about the All Blacks? All dudes are flogged too, yeah. They accuse Wallabies of dirty tactics following their thrilling 16-0 draw last Saturday. The All Blacks accusing anyone of dirty tactics. You're kidding yourselves, you bunch of flogs. What about you? Flogs.
Have you heard a guy called Richie McCall? No, but exactly.
Lived off his feet, lived on the wrong side of the ruck, lived on not coming through the gate.
Yeah.
What about Aussie linesman Angus Gardner? Top bloke, by the way.
Yeah.
But he missed the All Black centre, putting his foot into touch in the lead up to the crucial try in last Sunday's Bledisloe. Is Angus, who's going to referee, I think, tomorrow's game, is he a flog?
Absolute flog. A-grade flog.
Look after us to the next one, mate.
You owe us seven, Gussie, but you're a flog this time around. What about the NRL for allowing the Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga to help out the Queensland State of Origin team as assistant coach? We're going to talk about this and get your chance to have a chat about it and your chance to win grand final tickets in the second hour. Flog?
No, I think it's been a crazy year, and I think this is great theatre for Rugby League State of Origin.
Wow,
I'm interested in the dynamic between Mal and also Wayne Bennett. That'll be fascinating.
Yeah, apparently this is a flog effort. Yeah, the flog effort.
Queenslanders, we're all great mates. Come on, mate.
What about just quickly, Steve Smith doing this during the week?
I've seen you with your hair down and your bare feet dancing around the living room.
This is Steve Smith. I can't tolerate it. Sorry, Steve.
I haven't seen anyone butcher that many songs as much as Wendell Sailor, but they're flop.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
It's only one quick clearance can do it for Port Adelaide to have any chance. It's got to be on the move. It's got to be a hit over the back or long forward.
Got to go, Port. Got to run it from one end to the other. Need a mark, need a handball, need a goal. Haven't quite got it. Off the ground. Richmond are going on their way to the Gabba. The champions are still standing.
Yeah, Tiger Land have got the job done. Beautiful commentary there, JB. No doubt you're in Adelaide still. You would have enjoyed that game last night in the rain there with Bruce McAvaney. Who are they going to play in the grand final? Huge match coming up today.
Massive game today, and obviously it's Brisbane versus Geelong, and Geelong come in with enormous confidence. You know, Tom Hawkins in great form as well, and you know, I think it's going to be a fascinating game tonight, and just the fact that Brisbane have it on their home deck, they've been able to have pretty much an uninterrupted year in that sense, so it's going to be fascinating. This is their opportunity to really capture it and then go on to a grand final on their home deck.
Everyone thought Richmond last night were up against it. Port Adelaide have had it pretty much their own way as well, but they got the job done. Geelong just so full of stars, so many full of players that are experienced. I just get this inkling it's going to be Richmond against Geelong in the big one.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Geelong. That experience as well, as you mentioned, you know, there's that effort from Dangerfield, who wants to play in a grand final. He's been missed out on in a number of times, just really fallen short. There's a couple of key matchups that I'll be looking for, and that's the likes of Cam Guthrie on Lachie Neal, who's going to be likely the Brownlow medalist. You know, Darcy Gardner should get Tom Hawkins, and then Buse has got a huge matchup on Charlie Cameron, a star of the game.
Yeah, did people expect the Lions to get to the grand final now? I mean, I know that it's been played at the Gabba and they've had a pretty good run. Are people expecting them to get there or...?
Oh, this is a toss of the coin, Del. Yeah. And much like last night, I mean, it'll be an arm wrestle. In big games and big prelims, it's all around moments. Yeah. And we saw that last night. I mean, someone like Kane Lambert last night was just well held for most of the night and then breaks out and kicks two final quarter goals. And you've just got to be able to win differently at times. Richmond did that last night. They were able to win the clearances late. They're not a clearance team.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, JB. And we're going to talk about AFL in the second hour as well. And preliminary finals week, because you guys have won and lost in those weeks. And just your thoughts around them. And your chance to win a $500 double pack to the grand final. Tickets to give away in the second hour.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Sailor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. Time now for this.
Hey, Jude. Tackles.
Yeah, Jude fires up about something that's got under his claw this week. Jude, who is getting it this week?
Yeah, so this week we saw part of the MCG ripped up and taken to Brisbane for the AFL Grand Final. It was meant to supposedly put the G in the Gabba. I'll give you something starting with G. Go and get stuffed. As footy clubs are being brought to their knees and the league's crippled with debt, they decide on this media stunt to dig up and put a section of the centre square on the back of a truck for 18 and a half hours, just so they can stitch it in and say the Hello Turf is there. There hasn't been anything this stupid with grass since Chappelle Corby got convicted for shipping some to Indonesia. It's a national comp. Let the pristine surface, overseen by the Gabba's careful curators, do their thing. You think they can't grow it in the Sunshine State? They should actually put this call into the Queensland Premier to enforce their strict water security and stop them as they enter. In fact, they need their tweed heads red. Fair dinkum. Was Pat Cash on the marketing committee? What's the carbon footprint on this one, Pat? Maybe it was more of the workings of Charlie Sheen, who allegedly once said to his friends and minders in his secure LA compound, I'm going to take us all to Colombia. When they said, you've got a lot of bad press at the moment, Charlie. I don't think that's a good idea. Well, bring Colombia to me. I digress. Maybe that's what they had in mind, though, for the MCG. A symbolic gesture in these tough times to blow some money or simply pay homage to all the Victorians who say the granny should always be played on the G. Even though the sponsor has picked up the tab, I reckon they got this one wrong, lads. And from what I hear, they may have backtracked a bit on the whole fiasco. Maybe in return, though, the Gabba could do something about the MCG's flat, dead cricket pitch for the Test Series. Bolton out.
Oh, yeah. The big fella fired up there. More to come on the show. The Spring Carnival update with Terry Kennedy. The Dead Set Legends here on Triple M.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends. A Triple M Dead Set Legends Spring Carnival Update. The world's first horse racing league where you can own your own horses. Go to trl.net for more. Gamble responsibly.
A bloke we loved hearing for years and years on Sydney Radio. TK, Terry Kennedy on the line. How are you, brother?
Oh, good morning, legends. This is a true highlight of my career.
Oh, my boys.
Or a career I used to have, actually.
Oh, you're not done yet, TK. What about the Everest, big fella, the richest race on turf? Who's going to take out this year's top prize, you reckon?
I think there's three horses here you've got to worry about. But I think the two main horses, Classique Legend, who's been set for this race for over 12 months, I think, it'll be finishing quick, the big grey. And the other one is Libertini, who's probably going to be about midfield and has got that withering final couple of hundred metres. But the best $25 chance in the history of racing is a horse called Eduardo that with 200 metres to go will look like the winner.
Oh. You mentioned Eduardo. It's got 2,000 owners. It's the Racing League's own one. What? Tell us about it.
It's amazing, isn't it, that your first foray into ownership can actually be in the richest race on turf. So it's actually a company I'm associated with, and they are so excited. Can you imagine what it's like to have a runner in this race?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster for them, boys, because we actually went off early, and Mark was actually on the panel as well, who picked the horse called Rothfire. It ended up being the second favourite for the Everest and was the odds-on favourite for the Golden Rose, and then tragically injured itself with 200 metres to go in the Golden Rose. And then we had to go and find another horse. And that's the intriguing thing about the Everest. You buy the slot, but you don't necessarily have the horse. So then you've got to go and negotiate. So just for your listeners, you actually probably try and do a 50-50 deal where the prize money goes 50% to the original owners, the proper owners, I guess, and the other ones is the 50%, the other 50% goes to the slot holders. So we've got over 2,000 people involved in Eduardo. Can you imagine the
Oh, brilliant.
400 in a marquee today. The cheerer that can hit the lead in the shadows of the post, and let me tell you, if there's one thing I know how to do, it's stage a party. It will be the world's best party.
Love a party. And TK, unfortunately, there's no crowd. You know, I love a crowd, but the Caulfield Cup Day in Melbourne, you know, it's one of those great days in the Spring Carnival calendar.
Look, the Caulfield Cup, it's a bit of a shame, isn't it, that it shares the limelight with the Everest on this particular day. But they're two completely different races. One's the major lead up, really, to the Melbourne Cup, that being the Caulfield Cup. Look, I think it's probably a race in three as well. You've got Anthony Van Dyke, not Dick Van Dyke, the TV series, but Anthony Van Dyke, who's the European raider. It'll get out the back. It's got a terrible barrier. It'll get out the back. But if it can just get free rolling at about the 800-metre mark, it'll be hard to beat. And it's very elegant, the Kiwi. And then there's one, well, you know I like a little drop of red wine. There's one called Master of Wine from the Hawke Stable, well-drawn, has been going okay, is around that $10 mark, and I think Master of Wine is one we should be on for the Caulfield Cup.
TK, it is an absolute pleasure having you on the Dead Set Legends, mate. Loved hearing you for all those years, and we look forward to hearing you more here on the Dead Set Legends moving forward. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and good luck punting, brother.
You too, boys. I need all the luck I can get.
There you go, Terry Kennedy, the world's first horse racing league where you own the horses. Go to trl.net for more. Refer to the product disclosure statement supplied by the racing league found at trl.net before making a decision about this product. More on the Dead Set Legends. A huge second hour coming up. We've got a double with Steve Waugh. We're chatting around the Panthers and Bunnies, plus a whole heap more. Don't go anywhere.
Dead Set Legends, brought to you by Paddy's Markets. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. Paddy'sMarkets.com.au.